Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 7th of August of the year 2020, aka episode 220 of 2020. On this day in history, in 1782, George Washington, as commander of the Continental Army, created the Purple Heart Medal, finally scrapping previously tabled draft medals for courage, including the Telltale Heart, the Big Brass Balls, and the Empurpled Organ. And in 1934, on this date, the U.S. Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling striking down the government's attempt to ban the controversial James Joyce novel Ulysses, guaranteeing that it would be half read by university students looking for porn throughout the almost 90 years since that date. I mean, I'm not one for censorship, but if you read Joyce's letters to his wife, you might be a bit down for creative constraints in epistolatory eroticism. There is a man who really put the art into graphic masturbatory descriptions of his wife's farts. Your guest today on the podcast is disgraced former Home Secretary and recent royal re-splice onto the Windsor family tree, putting the lie into the seventh in line to the throne, putting the Hey Ya into HRH, our happy Habsburg himself, His Royal Highness John Luke Roberts. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. You know, I think it's suiting me being a royal. I've not been disgraced in a little while now. I think it's really working out for me. Yeah, not been disgraced at all.
Is that because you've been behaving better or because the bar for disgrace has...
You know, I think it's really changed me. It's given me, you know, I feel like I'm acting more like a figurehead than a person. I feel I've really moved into, you know, it's like I'm a building now. You know, I can't do anything. I'm a building. How could I do anything? You know, so I think with fingers crossed, I won't be disgraced for a while. Oh, but I think I'm disgraced again.
I think being a royal involves being in profile a lot more.
Well, if you're on the coinage, I had a bit of a chat with Her Madge about this. I said, well, why can't the rest of us be on some coins? You know, I'm happy to take a low value
denomination.
Coin. Yeah, low denomination. I'll be a 5p. I won't go lower than 5. But she said, no, it's got to be me, which I think is I would never criticise Her Majesty, but I think she's being real about that.
Coming up today, you will be bringing us all the latest in U-turn news, but first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And popular body-mashing and mispronunciation holiday hotspot Ibiza is in talks to rebrand in the wake of social distancing regulations. Hitherto, the moist draw of its pulsating nightlife has been mainly marked by the writhing bodies of barely legal leg humpers, butt grinders and surreptitious dance floor fingerers. The Ibiza Tourism Council is examining some new proposals for how to market the resort island, including Ibiza, City of Libraries. Ibiza, the capital of polite waving. And Ibiza, no more regrets. Have you ever been to Ibiza? I've only heard of it.
That's in a sealed document. I can't, I'm not allowed to talk about that. That's legally.
Meanwhile, US tech giant Microsoft is continuing talks to purchase the US operations of Chinese-owned video sharing app TikTok in response to privacy concerns that would otherwise see the social platform banned. Viral TikTok star Buttgrinder Dance Mum 3000 has said, if the US government bans TikTok, it will be an infringement of my right to freedom in authentic butt grinding at as many strangers as possible, and moreover, shutting one platform down, even if it were legally possible to do so, does nothing to resolve the broader problem of unjustified government surveillance.
I feel like you're heavy on the butt grinding in the news this week.
I mean, it's been a butt grindy week.
I guess you can't stop the butt grinding if the butt grinding's there.
I mean, we cover the most butt grindery news.
What I want to know is, on what butt grounds are you talking about all this stuff?
Meanwhile, a modern beauty update for the beauty news. We don't normally cover beauty news here because we're an audio platform, but there's some breakthrough beauty news. If you're looking for the most modern beauty styles to imitate, you want to stay in touch with the TikTok and Instagram youth, the two main options are your kawaii-style cutie beauty, which is where you look like a slightly blurry unicorn just made love with a pastel mermaid and you're what slid out onto the bathroom floor. Or, alternatively, Kardashian-style, heavily quote-marked, natural hard-end-quote beauty, which is where you want to be looking as much as possible like plushly injectable sexy kelp. You want to get that real sarcastically intonated natural beauty. You want to look like constantly moist and improbably tanned. So oily, dark and curvaceous, like the ocean after a terrible tanker accident. You want to look like you've buttered, Vegemited and toasted yourself, you sexy crumpet. You need to play hard to get by being so slick that even if someone grabs you, they'd just butterfinger you off the edge of the table. Just as wet and as brown as real life and filters will allow. Like, just constantly spritzing yourself with a plant mister.
Don't call me mister. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Mister, I hardly knew her. And that's all the time we have the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. From the people who brought you the coronavirus daily counts and the people who brought you robot vacuum cleaner the Roomba and the people who brought you those infographics that tell you how scared to be, we have the Celebrity Tracker Cancel Culture 19000. A Wi-Fi enabled artificially enhanced Roomba with an iPad on top, the Celebrity Tracker Cancel Culture 19000 will tell you exactly how much you're allowed to like any given celebrity at any given time, depending on what he said, what she said, and what the ravening online meat grinder thinks they meant by the things they did or did not say. Silence speaks volumes, and you don't have time to read all those volumes. Outsource your preferences to the Celebrity Tracker Cancel Culture 19000, and the fully functional laser gun will cause a distracting explosion anytime you say you like or don't like Johnny Depp, depending on how his trial is going. Meanwhile, if your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, you'll know the pain and hassle of trying to keep your yard boy-free. The solution to milkshake yarditis is simple, efficient, and lactose-free. Try substituting half of your daily milkshake output for half a glass of water. Half a glass of water left on the windowsill will keep your yard humanely free of boys without harmful chemicals. Half a glass of water, the caring way to keep the boys away from your impeccably manicured lawn.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's all the time we have for the ads, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Top story today, U-turn news. John Luke Roberts, you're familiar with U-turns. What's happening in the world of the U-turn right now?
Well, I was going to be talking about U-turn news, but I've gone back on that. No. Well, look, the U-turn has been a great problem for the political classes. You know, changing your mind has always been a problem. You've got to have a belief, stick with it. If it goes clearly wrong, you have to make it very clear why it hasn't gone clearly wrong. U-turns are, you know, it's characterised as flip-flopping, all the rest of it. We did, when I was in government, we briefly toyed with the idea of rebranding U-turns as government by surprise. Because people love surprises, you know, people jumping out of cakes, things like that. So we said, every now and then, we'll do a little bit of government by surprise. But we've planned this, we just haven't told you about it. And we got all these costumes so that we'd be very surprising things. You know, the whole cabinet dressed surprisingly. I was told to go home and wash off the makeup. I won't go into it, but wash my face, basically. That wasn't appropriate. But there were various different... in the end, I came as Emily Bronte, which was fine. I just used my wife's clothes. She's got very old-fashioned tastes. I think the Prime Minister was dressed as a sort of creepy clown. I'm not sure he was going for a creepy clown, but that's what... Okay, anyway, we jumped out and we said, we're not going to give all that money to the NHS. And it didn't go as well. We didn't get the headlines we were hoping for, so we sort of scrapped the whole government by surprise thing. We had the graphics all made, government by surprise. Dominic came up with that. And but the graphics would... We got them in little adverts. We paid for adverts, and they would pop up very surprisingly while you're reading something, and there was the most discordant noise I think it's possible to make. We got the scientists working that out. Well, it happened at the same time, but it was horrific. People didn't like that. So, but
I feel like perhaps the problem with government by surprise is it lacks the essential governmental, well, certainly democratic element of consent.
But
surprise
say-
and consent are often very... I mean, you could have a state of sort of implied consent to government, but...
Well, exactly, and as far as I'm aware, surprise is it's implied that because surprise, it's not like a shock. You know, if you call it a surprise, that's... I think people are fine with that.
Yeah, well, certainly the US government got away with a lot more in terms of bombing the Middle East when they called it surprise and awe.
Yes, exactly. Surprise and surprise and wow, I think they went for briefly. No, but yeah, people didn't like the surprise. Maybe it was the consent thing. But people didn't... some surprises can be nice, you know. The cake one, I've never liked the cake one. You know, people jump out of various parties of mine over there. People have arranged for strippers to jump out of cakes. And that's my real question is, well, where's the... I wanted some cake and this is cardboard.
Why can't the stripper be hiding behind the cake?
I think in my position as a royal... It's risky for me to talk so much about strippers. I think it's probably best for me as a royal to sort of glide over the whole stripper thing. In fact, I don't know what strippers are. I've never heard of them. That's what that's my position on this.
Well, don't worry about it too much. They start as a fully clothed lady.
Right. Good.
She's a fully clothed lady with goals.
As I say, I don't think I can say that I've got... to get back to U-turn news, if we can. Would you like to? I'd like to get back to U-turn.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
I wouldn't like to get back to U-turn news. I would like to. So, last week it was announced that they're going to rebrand the U-turn as the N-turn. Because obviously the N is a U, just the other way around. And they thought that would be fun. For people, they might take to it more if they go, oh, at least some decisiveness now that they're... I've just had a text. Yes. No, that's not happening. No, we're keeping it as the U-turn, I believe. That's unfortunately... I think that's all the U-turn news I have.
Well, that's all the time we have for Top Story today. Thank you so much, John Luke Roberts. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. We've run out of time for letters to the editor. So that's the end of the show. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. And a big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. I hope things are going well there and that you've properly integrated your picked people back into your under London. Your guest today on the podcast was John Luke Roberts. John Luke, have you got anything to plug?
I have two specials available on my website, johnlukeroberts.co.uk. And also tea towels. I now sell tea towels. So, buy the tea towels.
Of course you do. What do the tea towels say, or are they just pictures?
Oh, they've got all the punchlines from my last show. They're basically merch for my tour that I got made after my tour finished.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm very bad with merch, but I do have some up. I should plug it at some point. But I'm not going to now, because The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.